Greetings, programs. Welcome to Come On. It's still good. I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Co-Is G, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. I got my wish. And finally, the Co-Is G has come back to the saga. We're reviewing Fast 6. It's got Fast 1 through 5. It's got Nas. It's got The Rock and Vinny D. It's got all six of the Fast. What else do you need?
In a world governed by the laws of physics and speed limits, one family will break them all. Starring Vin Diesel Engine Block, Paul Driver, Michelin Rodriguez, and the man built like a rock. To catch a thief, they'll need to be fast and furious. Six.
But before we get to the movie, let's see if Fast 6 finished number one at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
It's Fast 6. Get out of here. Of course it did.
You don't know what it's up again. When did it come out?
2013. 2013.
Yeah.
Yes, 2013.
All right, so there might be a Marvel. Ooh, we're not scared.
Let's see how much you think it costs to make Fast 6.
Oh,
let me give you some choices.
Yeah. Throw those up there. Because you got cars, you got The Rock, yeah. You got Vin Diesel, you got explosions.
Okay. Your choices
sweat.
Are.
Sweat. Oh, all a, those are really good. Those
93 million. Numbers. B, 122 million. C, 139 million. D, 160 million. Or E, $231 million.
All right. 93 seems like a joke number. Get rid of that. It's not A this week.
I think he made up A and C because the numbers are reversed. The 93.
Okay. All right. I like your work. 231 seems really high, but I'm going to stick there. E, $231 million.
You really think so?
And there's a lot of explosions. There's a lot of set pieces. If this is the one with the plane, that has a plane.
And a tank, if it's the one, I don't know. All right, you went E. That's your absolutely. I'll go D. I mean, I'm cutting you. Not quite. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Ryan is correct. It is D, $160 million.
You should have put some more money into it.
More money?
Yeah. More money. Bigger. You think it didn't look good? You need more.
More.
I mean,
I
think it looks great.
All right. So, and this came out Memorial Day, 2013. Big, only other movie I saw, is a movie called Epic going up against it. Don't know what that is.
And I guess like a cartoon?
I'll look it up while I'm looking up. I'll tell you the other movies while I'm looking that up. We've got The Hangover Part 3 in its second week.
Yeah.
We've got Star Trek Into Darkness in its third week.
Boo! Boo that movie!
You are correct. Epic is an animated movie that I've never heard of. From the creators of Ice Age and Rio. But, all right.
I've never seen it, but you've got, I always confused it with an Epic movie, which is like a scary movie.
Right. It's a parody movie.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got Iron Man 3 in its fourth week.
Boo that movie!
You've got The Great Gatsby.
Killed it. And there's that one meme of, Leonardo cheersing you. I've never seen The Great Gatsby. I know that scene, like the fireworks.
Yeah. So you've got Mud in its fifth week.
Good movie, but I don't think it was a box office.
I don't think it was either.
Yeah.
And we've got Oblivion in its sixth week.
Oh well, there you go. Oblivion.
People I saw that, and it's like first week.
I saw Iron Man 3.
I think you're right. I think this won the week because everything else is big, but it's been out for at least 3 weeks. But, I think it won the week. Unless you think Iron Man 3 was still doing it. I don't think Into the Darkness was doing it after 3 weeks.
I don't think Into the Darkness ever won a week.
Yeah.
I think people immediately hated it, as they should have. It's a failure. As someone who tried to watch it this past week, it's a failure. But check out our back catalog to see how I feel about that stuff.
You watched that, didn't we?
We're going to watch another Star Trek movie.
Oh, I thought you meant in it. And I was like, did we watch that one? Because I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
Check out our back catalog. We're going to talk about how I tried to rewatch the J.J. Abrams trilogy and ran out of gas very fast into it. This movie made $777 million.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, it's How much did you say?
It finished number one. $777 million.
I still think it's... I can't remember what, like, Fast X
I can't
did
remember either. I just picked a gigantic number.
I'm going to say it's less than that, but I'm going to say it's still a mega hit in my mind. It's. I'm going to say... You said what? 777?
777.
I'll say 577. Give us a $200,000 swing.
200 million.
That's what I meant. What did I say? $200?
$200,000. We're a little more ways away than
that. Yeah, a little bigger than that. Okay, you're both correct. It did win the week, but Reagan wins the week. Almost got it exactly. Or you got very close. It's 789 million.
Wow. Oh, really close. I'm so close. Gigantic hit. If they spend a little more, they probably would have broke the bill.
Yeah, that's all they needed to do, spend more money, right?
Right.
That always works.
I think that's how it works. Ask the people who did the Bond movies. If you just keep spending money, you'll eventually make money on it on the back end somehow. But let's take a quick little break, and we'll come back with the latest edition in our saga right after this.
This is not a dream. We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. Let's do it. Ride or die, remember?
Take this fire from my hand, and then you can burn the beast if it comes down to it. I really got to memorize the crawl marriage ceremony, so when I renew my vows...
When is that going to be? It comes in handy so often.
Right? Yeah. Well, if I could trick my wife... into reciting the, I'll just be like, oh, this is a Taylor Swift song or something, and you
think
know,
that
trigger.
Would be something she'd want to do?
No, probably not. I'll figure it out. I'll get her to take the fire from my hand and put it into water. That would be awesome. But I'd really have to figure out how to get. But I want real fire. Can't you get?
I think you can get like
a jelly,
fire.
Like yeah, a jelly.
Yeah, but you better have a bucket of water somewhere just in case, right?
Well, you put the fire in the water.
Yeah.
You know, it's trial and error. People get set on fire all the time. What's was it Dinosaur Jr.?
Yeah.
With the guy running by the bus. He's on fire, right?
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah.
So I like to live in a little place called Ignorance.
If you've ever cut your grass and found a car.
It's a nice town.
Yeah.
You know what you get to do in this town called Ignorance? Watch Fast and the Furious 6, and it is glorious.
I think that those movies would just be playing on, like, screens all through the town square. Like,
sounds pretty good. Like, can I be on one of those, you know, at the airport they have the walkways that you go a little faster than the people walking?
Yeah,
so I can just, you know, so I don't have to move my legs, I can just watch Fast and the Furious in front of me. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah,
but I still want to be like pushed to where I gotta go.
Why don't you just get like the Wally beds?
Yeah.
Watch Fast and the Furious. Okay, there you go.
Those fat people could have been doing that, eating their milkshakes or whatever they're eating.
Sure. They were watching screens all over the place. It could have been.
I know that was supposed to be like a message of like, oh, we shouldn't get like that. I didn't watch Wally that way. I was like, oh, that bed looks nice. Look how comfy that guy looks in it. Don't at the end of Wally, don't people like start to like do stuff for themselves, or do they make Wally do everything?
They try because the ship is flipping them around and they have to walk to try to stop the wheel from not letting them return to Earth. You don't remember all this?
I haven't watched Wally in a while. I mean, it's kind of like Passengers.
Yeah.
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 We have to fix stuff.
No, but...
Somebody wakes up a fat person.
No, the steering wheel had just been given instructions not to take them back because Earth was too bad, no matter what. But the humans did not know then. So then they had to defeat the wheel. Yeah.
Maybe I should watch Wally again. But we're not here to talk about Wally or Passengers or space at all, because we're not getting to space yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to wait a long time.
Check out our back catalog for Passengers, but I don't know if that episode ever released. That's just like.
It has not. There might be
around.
A secret episode out there.
Yeah.
The Passengers Aurora cut. And if you're nice and you ask for it, maybe we'll release it one day.
I'm hoping we talked about some reference to some current event at some point in that thing that's going to be years old. Sure. Like,
I'm sure we're like, hey, man, it's 2022. This is crazy. We're still in this pandemic.
We should like press that on a record and then sell it to our fans as like a podcast record that they can have in their house.
The Aurora Cut record.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back in the saga.
Sure are.
We're on some island with no extradition.
Just laying naked in bed.
No, this is before. This is when the family's getting bigger.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot
that part. They're racing, and you're like, oh yeah, Dom and Brian racing again. Yeah. What are they racing for? Mia's about to have that baby.
Right. I forgot that point. The other scene with the side boob threw me off. Like anything before that, you know, didn't
matter. I know. I get you to where you're like, oh, look at that side boob. Nice. Right. Yeah. Nice.
I was like, you're going to leave this all behind to go get some amnesia?
At the end of the movie, I watched this with Mrs. Undefeated Champion. Yeah. She was flabbergasted.
Yeah,
that she's like, wait, wasn't he fucking that chick in the beginning of the movie? I was like, yeah. She old only, news.
Only Dom could get away with this and somehow have the chicks be fine with it on both
be
ends.
Fine. Like, yeah, right. Where she's like, I'm just gonna leave. Like, it's cool.
Right. Yeah.
Because like, Dom walks up to her and he's like, you know, you don't have to leave. What like, is he? Yeah. Is he trying to set up a
thruple? It's a thruple for sure. That like it was all there. The other
that's guys how manly he is.
Yeah,
just pull it off. Did you know something else that I read in the trivia of this movie? At the end of this movie, Brian turns to Letty and says, I'm sorry this happened to you. It's my fault. And then Letty says, like, you know, no one can force me to do anything. Mm-hmm. That is the first conversation between the characters of Letty and Brian. The first interaction, like, that they've actually talked to each other. That's 100% true.
And
that's the first lines of dialogue in
the movie.
Yeah, yeah. They've never had a line of dialogue to each other.
Didn't they even have it in number one? There was never a line of dialogue.
They never talk. They're in the same room. They're never talking to each other.
That's
insane, right?
Interesting. It's like that. Yeah. Like that is crazy when you think of that.
I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch the entire saga to make sure it's true.
I know she's not in all six of them up until that point.
She's not in 2, 3, or 5.
Right, so she's only one, that's a lot. It's still like three movies, they don't talk.
Yeah, and she dies like early on in 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's not the Becknell test, it's the Brian Letty exam.
That's crazy.
Oh. All right, so then we get the side boob.
See, Jane's big breast assist?
Boom, yep. Hobbs is here.
Yes, Hobbs 1, as I call him, because I was like, when I first saw this, I was like, that's not Hobbs. I've seen the Hobbs and Shaw posters, and that's not Hobbs. But now I understand that there is a connection.
Wait, Hobbs in the other one?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Shaw 1. Right, Shaw 1 is his brother.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, we're talking. Okay, yeah.
In my mind, I was saying the right thing. It was not coming out of my mouth that way.
Well, it's very confusing. Because as they say multiple times in this movie, we're going to another level, or this is next level. Like they want you, you know, they want you to know we're done with small time drug dealers. That's just boring.
Right.
We are full secret agents now.
Which I don't get. Even in other movies, not just this one, but other where these people are trying to get more powerful, but they already seemingly have more money
than they could spend.
They could spend.
They just buy a room full of cars for this mission.
Room full of cars. They set up buildings in advance to be demolished with controlled explosives, which is not like just like we just set this up. This is like somebody came in and installed. I mean, just godly amounts of money they have. Like, there is no purpose for them to commit this crime any longer because they could just buy whatever they want. When I see movies like this, I'm like, why do they care? Why are they engaged?
Roman at the beginning of this movie is on a plane with 10 women.
Yeah.
They're going to a casino. They're gonna bang.
But that was because family. It's like family called. Like that at least you know. I'm talking about the actual bad guys in many of this genre of movie that just want to like do something, some super heist.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna like
the heist itself costs more than the profit they're gonna get from whatever they're stealing from all the gadgets and stuff they have.
But some people want to rule the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the person Shaw's working for. They want to rule. I believe he's going to be ended up working for Charlize Theron's character.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's doing in this one. I think that's who he gets paid through. And she wants to rule the world. I mean, you know her from 10.
Yes, I do.
Did you like at the beginning when the Rock shows up? They're like, oh, yep. It's a precision driving team. There's only one team in the world that could do it.
Yeah, that's all I could think
and
then of.
The red herring of the bald guy. And then they'd catch Vin Diesel. Yes. They'd catch Dom. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I totally believe that was them sitting there. I was like... No, it was clear. There had to be, this is one of those things where I'd definitely be like waiting in the theater to be like, which one of these idiots believed that was actually not like that would react like the guy next to us in Dune too, like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
I would have died if that happened. I'd be like, really? Really? Stop the film. This guy just fell for the fake Dom. Like, everybody, this
what
guy.
What if it was just Vin Diesel, but he had like a mustache? Yeah. And he was playing another.
That would have been better.
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
I would have been like, well.
Like this character, like he plays like Vaughn.
Yeah, but it had to be like a mustache where like half the tape was coming off.
He just holds it all with his finger. He's like, don't worry, I got it. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So they get recruited by Hobbs because the only way you could take down a precision driving team
is
with a precision driving team. Everyone knows that.
Rogue mercenaries so that you barely trust. Yeah. Yes, I mean, Reagan, the plot is paper thin. I'm not even going to sit here and
disagree. This is a love story about it's like a 51st dates type thing where you're trying to make.
Because she doesn't even still remember in the end when memory. She never gets her memory back
No. He's making her fall in love with him all over again.
Yeah, but
when he's driving, when they find their magical street, that's another thing. She has amnesia, but she can still find her way to underground street racing.
Sure,
like she's a fucking homing pigeon just for that.
That's in her DNA. That's what she does. They say people that get amnesia or like
street race all the time.
They'll still do the things that they. Some of them will go to like their jobs and whatever, but they don't know who they are, right? Like because it's the routine and whatever. So.
So if you're like a baseball player where they find you at like a batting cage just breaking dingers.
Sure. I'm not gonna sit here and speculate, but I believe that that would pick up that she'd want to street race again.
Like if I got amnesia, you could definitely find me at like an arcade machine.
Oh.
Just plugging quarter. Where do you think I'd be?
I was thinking like Boba Tea.
Lusting
after robots and things like that.
Look, if we feel a mutual connection.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, Reagan, so did you get all hot and bothered with the new Atlas robot?
I don't know the new Atlas.
The new Boston Dynamics, they released their new Atlas.
Oh, robot. I haven't seen it.
How hot is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't give you an answer.
It's pretty much the same robots. They just put truck nuts on it, so they bounce around and flop back and forth as it jumps around.
I am directly below enemy scrotum.
Yeah, that would do it for you.
Stop selling.
That would do it for you.
Can I
big pair of truck nuts on that robot.
I really like it if there is a version of where they just slap truck nuts on it to some people.
Oh, you know those scientists at one point were like, hey, go get the truck nuts off of Billy Joe's car and we're going to put them on this thing to see what it looks like. It happened. I'm telling you, it happened.
Oh, it kind of looks like Legion from Mass Effect. I mean, they're pushing a lot of my buttons right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
a friend of mine is into Legion. I'm only gonna watch like 2 seconds of that. Ryan can't watch that because it's gonna crush his.
I clicked it and I was like, oh, I gotta stop this before it crashes my Skype. But it's frozen on a robot just laying on the ground. Like you're it's like come hither, Reagan, come take me. Yeah.
Don't worry, it like slithers and it gets up and it starts looking at you with its round face. And you're
I was gonna say, do you like that big spotlight looking face?
Well, I imagine it can make any face at once. Or is it just like two round things for eyes, except when it gets mad, then it gets X's and a frowny face or there's a lot of applications I could think of. It doesn't look like the Atlas from Battletech. That's what I was originally thinking it would look like.
Oh.
The Atlas from Battletech or MechWarrior, hot. Everyone knows it. Back to Fast and the Furious.
Never had any robots in Fast and the Furious. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Somehow they'll be like chicken fighting on the back of them in park.
Weren't they going to do a crossover with Transformers at some point?
There was rumored. Yes, but the Fast and Furious got bigger and Transformers fell off. and Fast and Furious no longer need a Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
But they can still make it happen. That's fine. John Cena's been in the Transformers movie. He's been in the Fast and the Furious movies. He could be the bridge. But they're
definitely not the same.
The G.I. Joe crossover first.
Yeah. You don't know. They could be. I don't even remember what John's... I know he's a Dominic's brother. I don't remember what his name is.
His name is John Cena!
Because it doesn't matter.
He's just bad at one point and then good at another point. That's it.
Well, yes. Family turns him good because this movie's about family.
Right.
And, you know, making Letty fall in love with you again. You didn't like the drag race when he's driving backwards.
No.
And she's like, this guy's crazy. And you can tell, you're into him again. You're not going to shoot him a second time.
Nope, but I didn't even, like, get any feeling when they're, like, comparing scars. And he was like, I was that guy that, you know,
that's
like.
That's a great story.
That didn't do anything for me.
But he's showing his scars.
I was waiting for him to cut him open and, like, blood brother it with, like, some blood or something at that point. Matching scars. I mean, you think that's hot? It's like kind of like the juggers.
What?
Where they're just rubbing scars.
And he just had rubbed their reef scars together because they got it at the same time. That's kind of hot. I mean, it's also on their hips, so you get some.
Yes, I get it.
Good old fashioned dry humping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Deshaw and Hobbs show up.
Yeah,
while they're dry humping on the hood of a car.
That's not there. I was going to say, is that where the scene where the red dots get on them afterwards? But it's not.
No,
there.
It is, because she drives away.
She drives away. Why is it Hobbs? Hobbs is the good one, right? Because I always do this.
Yeah.
Hobbs is.
Yeah, the Rock is Hobbs.
The Rock. Why didn't Hobbs just shoot him?
Honor. I don't know.
Bullshit.
I don't know.
The dumbest thing ever. Like, he enlisted this guy, but does he really care if Dom at that point?
No, he would, because when we first meet Shaw in this movie, he's in his super vehicle.
Yes.
And it gets shot at by conservatively 407 tactical off, whatever.
Right.
Cops? I don't even know if they're cops.
Yeah, something.
Good guys Troopers. With guns. Good guys with guns.
Yeah.
Who then disappear and are never seen again. Because Hobbs only needs one person. He gets one new teammate, and then they go recruit Dom's team, and that's Gina.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys realize she was evil?
As soon as they said they had a mole or whatever, you knew it had to be on his side. Yeah. It wasn't a family.
Because it's not Hobbs. Right. And it's not going to be a family member.
That's right. They didn't give us any other person to suspect. Like, again, I would love to have been in a theater and been like, okay, stop the movie. This guy was surprised by
this.
The same guy that was surprised by the fake Dom also did not see this coming. This guy, you could sell him anything. Somebody rip this guy off. He'll believe anything, is what I would say.
Oh, but also, like, her reveal where it's like, are you coming, babe?
Yeah, and they look at Letty.
You don't even have to think
Letty was going to, like, there's no real tension. That's the problem with all these movies. They try to manufacture something. They always try to manufacture something that just does not exist because their stories are so straightforward. Like, they try so hard to be like, oh, maybe somebody will fall for this. They don't.
Right. This had so much going on in it. You had the tech that could shut down modern cars that they only get to use in the beginning of the movie because they switch up to low tech cars. Yeah,
they know. They're like, oh, look at those cars. We can't. Don't even try using them. We know.
And,
they know the cars.
You didn't like it when Brian figures out what's happening and he's like, oh, I could just slightly move my car over and knock it off before it turns on, not damage my car at all. Precision, baby. Precision.
Yes. Skill.
Okay. What about? They connect this back to Fast and the Furious 4.
Okay. Did I see that one?
We did. That's the one where Letty dies and Dom becomes like all CSI. This is how her murder happened.
Right. I thought you were really connected to the one of the ones I hadn't seen. But I guess I've seen – I hadn't seen 2 or Tokyo Drift, but you haven't either. You wouldn't get the connection. Right.
Well, there's not really. They were playing Fast and Loose back then, Ryan.
Well, I know, because now we're going to Tokyo after this.
Yeah, I was like, this movie takes place before number 3, right?
Right. And they've been alluding to number 3 coming, and now number 3 is probably going to happen.
Oh, my God. Could they foreshadow Giselle's death anymore in this movie?
Like, she was basically like, this is my last day before retirement. I hope I go home. You know, like,
2 days to retirement.
Totally everything. Like, what are we going to do with our life together? This is the one last job. Yeah. Where are we going to go?
We're going to sail away on a boat.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, Mendoza.
But is she dead?
I mean, she was dead for a long time. In Fast and the Furious universe,
that's a long time. Yeah,
she dead the most. She dead the most. The longest.
Right.
I can't wait to hear her bullshit where she falls into the abyss.
Not until Kurt Russell catches her. Where that kid that got shot in the first one, that's like the computer tech guy, comes back.
Oh my God, is that guy still alive? And he's been the main villain this whole time. He's been setting it all up because they didn't give a shit about him.
We just figured it out. Watch this twist. We're going to be like, holy shit, we called it. We called it.
I mean, no, it's the other guy who's never been in another Fast and the Furious movie. It's the guy with the dark hair.
The bad guy that was fighting him. No, that guy lived.
There were like two white muscly guys.
Yeah.
In the first one, and then the scrawny tech guy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I guess.
There's the one guy that wanted to bang Mia that you see again in Fast Five. He comes back for that and dies.
Oh right.
It's the other guy you haven't seen since that Dom cut him out for some reason because he didn't like to drink Corona at the barbecue.
Yeah, or maybe it'll be Anthony Kiedis' character that they just shot the foot. Oh, wait, those aren't the same movie. I forgot.
If he showed up, like, all old, but he still had, like, a limp from it, I'd be like, oh, shit, same universe.
The universes are combined.
Don't touch anything. I mean, it sounds great. And stop saying they're the same movie. They're both great movies. Yes.
It's like very a hammer at home because it bothers you.
One is just a regular cop and one's an FBI agent. It's so different.
Right, that is different. You're right.
One is like a bank robber surfer, and the other is a
DVD combo TV.
Combo VCRs precision driver. Although he's not really he's just a drag racer at that point. They don't become precision drivers until it gets to a next level, which is where we are right now. It's a whole new level. It's a new ball game. I mean, what did you guys think of the tow cables, the Hoth tow cables that
it did look like that. I thought the same thing, like they were shooting out the back of
they're all Dak and they're all like, I got them, Luke, don't worry.
I thought it was pretty dumb, but we know why they wanted them for the tank scene or the airport. I guess they were used often, the airplane scene.
They could have used more on the tank. I mean, the tank scene is incredible.
I mean, I know you were so excited when that thing broke out of there.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was like, oh, here we go. The first time I watched it, I was probably like that guy in the theater where I was like, oh, shit, it's a tank. It's going to be awesome. Like, watch it with your kids. I guarantee you they get hyped for the tank.
They like all the explosions and the cars and everything. Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, over 100 cars destroyed in the making of this film.
I mean, all this, if I would love to do a supercar. I'm sure someone's done it out there online where you take out all the race scenes and everything from Fast and the Furious and just like, try to just do the plot without it, like it's
without any of the car stuff.
Without all the car stuff removed. Right,
what if they're talking to each other on comms in the car? Can I still have that?
I don't know how you do it. I almost want to try to do the cut myself. Along. Yeah.
No race wars. I mean, like, no race wars. Yes. Us at CoSG, we're against race wars. I just want to get that out there.
No race wars.
Yeah, let's not do it. I don't think it's gonna end.
You know what? That on a T-shirt.
I'm fine race with wars. No race wars, or like we could get race wars, but you get the X through it or something, so people know we're not down with it. I mean, look on our website for other.
We could go to different bars around the area. We could call it the CoSG Race Wars Tour or something like that. And they just have a bunch of bars listed underneath where we went and recorded our podcast about the Fast and the Furious. Yeah, I think it would sell. Tonight at Hank Deedle's CoSG Race Wars. Come on down. $2 at the door. It's 2 drink minimum.
I mean, Hank Deedle's. We played the big time.
Yeah. Rockville history right there. All right. The sports. And
where are we going to go next? Jonathan's?
Jonathan's or the sports bar that's connected to Soldi Italia, if it still exists. I don't know if it's still there. We could be in there.
Oh, I remember having to walk out of there, like through there, like to leave.
Yeah.
We had to walk through the bar. Yeah. I imagine it's only gotten better if it's still open still.
We can only record at bars that are attached to like movie theaters, like the AMC, like outside, like at one of those little tables. We just set up there and record, or up at the one in Montgomery Mall, just in there, you know, like.
At Rio, I mean, everything's sticky anyway. Like, yes, not gonna give a shit.
They're not going to care. They're not going to stop us. They're just going to be like, oh, I guess those guys are podcasting over there.
I guarantee we could podcast from inside the movie while it's going on. They'd be like, we don't fucking care.
I will. Did you watch this on the Peacock?
Right. Come on.
Oh, you own it, of course.
I own this.
I watched it on the Peacock. I have it on cable. I could have watched it on cable, but I watched it, you know, because Peacock will let you do the, you watch like three ads and then you get it commercial free. So I'm fine with it, right?
Yeah,
but when that Race Wars scene came on, I know it's not the Race Wars, but they went to the drag race.
Oh, it was such a just a mind.
Well, it was such a justified position because I can't remember the scene that was right before it. And it goes, I seriously thought the app had gone to commercial. It was like such a hard cut.
It's all like slow-mo and techno.
No,
and I was all, like, yes, we're finally at the drag race scene. Like, we got to get the underground drag race in it real quick. Of course.
Yeah, it's got a couple girls in bikinis, some cars on their side, you know, doing tricks just for a second.
He drives out Rockville Pike.
I thought
on
it
Saturday.
Was a commercial. I swear to God, I was getting ready to go, like, do something, you know, just out of habit from watching things on these apps. I thought it was
and then
commercial.
You realize, oh, no, it's the Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah, like, it's just here. Right?
I can't wait till you see the Assassin Nuns, I think, in the next movie.
Okay.
What?
Assassin Nuns, Rob. It's
what now?
Clear.
I believe it's Cardi B. That might not be the next movie. It might be two movies from now. Where it's like just like a random Cardi B where she's part of like an all-female assassin group. And you're probably thinking to yourself, huh, when did they set this up in Fast and the Furious? Never.
Well, aren't you understanding? What kind of word is that?
It's just something they did for maybe a spinoff purpose. They're not actual nuns. I think they're just dressed up as nuns in case you're really confused. But, you know, it's a whole new ball game. It's next level stuff. I mean, you weren't hyped for the tank. I thought the tank stuff is awesome. The anchor on it. And this is also around the time in movies where every villain was getting caught on purpose.
Yes. He doesn't find, you don't find him unless he wants you to.
Unless you want, yeah.
Yeah.
He could just give him the, I don't even know what they're after in this. I can't even remember. Like, it's so irrelevant to the plot of the movie.
What,
like,
what
it
is
doesn't
it?
Matter. It's a
it's like a knock list.
It's a big glowing briefcase that we think has a soul.
Soul in it, right? Yeah. What was this one? We just watched it. I mean, I just
I watched it twice, and I watched it today.
Right? They never really specify the exact
said
thing.
What it is. I thought, like, Hobbs said what it was at some point.
I wonder if it's something for, because in the next movie, that's where we get Ramsey and her surveillance device. So I wonder if it feeds into that. I can't.
I feel like they did say. The AllSpark?
It's not the AllSpark. I was going to say AllSpark.
I heard it coming out of your mouth. The AllSpark.
Throw that back in. It's not the AllSpark.
It's the flux capacitor. That's what it was.
I don't remember. Other MacGuffins that it could be.
Yeah.
The rabbit's foot from Mission Impossible 3.
Yes. It doesn't matter. He didn't need it anyways, is what I'm telling you. He was already rich.
But you can always be richer.
Yeah.
They're a computer chip to complete the Nightshade device, which can shut down all power.
Oh, yes.
They told us that.
You
blind a soldier for one
right. second. Right. So I told you that Hobbs told us what it was.
They go over for 2 seconds and we know what the stakes are.
They glossed over it. Yeah, they glossed over it.
Yeah. Because that's how important it was to the plot, let's be honest.
But then it took us 5 minutes to remember what the thing was. We were trying to stop the bad guys from getting.
They're like, bad guy after bad thing. Okay, let's get together and have some races. That's all this is. Like,
you know,
let's blow some stuff up.
There was no scene of him like authenticating the chip. Like when he forced their hand to be like, oh, you're gonna let me go with the chip. They could just give him anything. Like, here, take this stick of RAM. Go.
Right.
You know, get out of here.
But he would have checked it in the tank and then been like, oh no, this is after the tank. He would have checked it on the airplane.
And I guess he
been really mad about it. He would have. Been really mad about it.
Yeah.
But what did you think about, since I'm looking at Rob's background, which is one of the greatest scenes in the entire Fast franchise.
I thought they get more ridiculous after.
This one's pretty ridiculous, where she gets thrown from a tank. Vin Diesel jumps out of a car, catches her in midair, where they're both going, I don't know, 70 miles each per hour. Yeah. I know we've talked about how fast the tank can go. This tank was humming.
Yeah, it was going fast.
Catches her, and they land on another car.
But you knew that car was there, right?
Yeah, but
no, he didn't. He told you he didn't know it was there. That was the whole touching line at the end, and you just glanced.
That's not even what bothers me.
Okay,
how injured they would be from colliding into each other in air.
I don't know why it gets you there. These fights that they have, when they all have guns and they don't use them for 2 seconds, and they just start like.
No one hits anybody with a gun except the one guy who built the cars.
Right. Well, yeah.
And they shoot him 45,000 times.
I mean, after one of those fights,
Letty shot Dom.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but she missed.
She missed her mark on purpose. Like, oh, I think you hit your mark, right? Like,
yeah, it's sexy.
Yeah, it's real sexy. I mean, it was just my nipples were getting hard watching this. Like,
holy jeez, I just wanted to lick them.
Lick them, right? Yeah. So the fights alone, if those fights really happened just with them punching each other in the head so much, they would be like out of commission and sore for days. I mean, there's no way.
Yes, like the Gina Carrera, the Letty fight.
Yeah.
In the subway, or the Han and Roman fight against
So why does it bother you when they jump off a tank and a bridge and fall? Because they're
just
all so
the speed they're going, they would just crush each other in midair. Yeah. It wouldn't be a romantic fall onto.
Yeah,
also
it would just the odds just be pace,
of him actually a completing that jump and actually getting to her, like, and not just flying off like right next to her or some other
precision, Rob. Precision driving.
Okay. Hey, Ram. I have to hop in real quick and tell you. So I watched this movie with somebody who had never seen this one before. And in this scene, as the stunt is happening, Dom is Superman flying through the air to catch Letty. And then once he makes the catch, lands on the windshield, he jumped out of his seat and was like, whoa!
Yes.
So hype, having never seen that before, and proclaimed that it was top 10. One of the craziest moments he's ever seen.
My man.
Yeah,
but
he's like 11.
I want to point out that he's 9.
Nine. Okay. Right.
I'm just saying he's 50. He is.
My man. Because
he loved
it. I'm 44, and I was like that. I was like, to my wife, I said, high five me. That just happened. High five me. And she looked at me and said, this movie is stupid.
It is.
Stupid. Like,
when I first saw this, I knew there was a tank in the movies because you'd always told me there was a tank. So it was not a huge surprise.
Wait till the sub next movie. It's going to be fucking crazy.
I'm just saying. It just nothing surprises me. Nothing matters. There's no physics, no actual worry about it's a Fast and the Furious movie. What do you want?
It's just cool action. The Rock beats a suspect so bad that he's throwing him into the walls and like the wall is crazy. Shattering behind the guy.
Yeah, and the guy
it's
is
a whole
standing
new
later
level, right? It's scene. A whole yes. He's fine until he has a bomb in his bag and he accidentally goes boom.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fine. We get to the final stage now, where it's the plane.
Oh, ridiculous! I told you the plane when we were doing the reveal. You're like, there was not the plane this one. I thought it was confusing episode.
I thought it was the plane.
It was definitely
the next
this
one. Yeah,
they didn't have to do anything. If they just let those cars be loose in the cargo hold of that plane, it would have crashed on its fucking own. There was no reason to do anything. They would have gone down. Those loads would have tanked that plane.
Dropping loads!
As soon as they hit the air and it went up like
Fast and the Furious universe, you could put a car into anything and it's fine.
Like, I was like, this is crazy. Drove me nuts.
That's
and also, how long is that runway? And how far?
There's trivia. It takes 18 minutes. So it takes 15 minutes.
That's miles.
It's like 19 or 18 miles.
18 miles of runway, and that thing can't get.
That's like everywhere. Everywhere. Well, is the Matrix Highway that long because it's the Matrix and it just doesn't end because they want to kill you on the highway?
No, it was. Are we talking about the prop highway that was made for it?
No. I'm talking about like in. I almost was like, in real life when you're in the Matrix.
He's beginning to believe.
We don't know. You could be. This could all be.
Sure, it could all be a simulation. But if you're in the Matrix, can they just keep rendering highway so you can never technically get off?
Yeah, it's like a treadmill. Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, you get a little deja vu.
Then there might just be a glitch and the same car will pass you. But if you see one red Honda and you see another red Honda, are you really going to like freak out? The cars are the same. They can be all glitchy in it.
But could they take the exits away so there's no way to actually get off?
18, that's...
Yeah, the longest runway is at 18,000 feet, which is like 18 miles. Everyone knows that. That's the conversion
that's
rate.
That's not how that works.
That's not how that works.
They both have 18.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty close. And look, Fast and the Furious, they don't do math. They put Nas on the back of harpoons for some reason.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that nonsense.
It just works. They make random, slightly rude car, salesmen get buck naked for no reason. I mean, was that guy an asshole? Sure. Is there like a 2 minute scene where they're like, take your pants off, I like to watch.
Right. Well, he had tried to steal their grocery cart while they were out on the beach with all their stuff in it. So they had to get them naked.
It's not the road.
Oh, I got confused. I thought it was
the road really weird. They're like, I like your watch. Let me get your watch, man.
I thought it was Omar. I got confused.
I would have loved it if Omar had been in one of these. See, he's not in this movie. I mean, there's a lot of, like, the villains in this movie. I guess you have to be a villain in a Fast and the Furious movie, and then you start to be a star.
Is that right? Is that the break into the world?
Sure.
What did this guy become?
Shaw?
Yeah.
I don't know what Shaw so became. I'm talking about the underlings. I'm talking the underlings.
Oh, okay. So like, underlings.
Gina obviously went on to The Mandalorian.
Okay.
Books in this movie from Discovery.
Yes. But is he a villain? Oh, you mean they don't have to be a villain in the other movies. They just have to be a villain in this one.
In this one.
Yeah.
Joe Talisman's in this movie. And he was just in our previous episode of Star Trek Beyond. Check out our back catalog. But he's also in Warrior, The Raid, and The Raid 2. You know, it's a good
springboard.
It's, you know, it's part of the secret sauce of getting a bunch of, you know, diverse people into the movie, good or bad guys. Yeah. It helps sell internationally. It helps a lot. And, you know, it's worked because, as you say, I don't believe it. The plot of this movie is pretty paper thin.
Yes.
And it still got, mm-hmm. like, what, 700 million people to watch it?
Yeah.
Luke Evans is Shaw in this movie, and he got to be Dracula Untold after that.
He played actual Dracula, was the character.
I assume he was Dracula, but it's really he's in the movie, so we can get his brother.
Okay.
He was also in the, like, the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Was he the Beast?
He's the Beauty.
No, he was Gaston.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my next guess. Oh, apparently he was in the Hobbit movie as well. I haven't seen the Hobbit movies. Anyway, he's only in it so we can get to his big brother, Jason Statham. And we can get like a revenge movie for the next movie where somebody's coming for our team.
Omar come.
Yeah. I mean, he's not. Is he whistling and stuff? That'd be cool. Yes. I mean, did you just watch The Wire?
No, I just always think about The Wire. And when I talked about that.
I mean, when you said a couple minutes ago, yeah. I was like, Clay Davis here?
Yeah, because you know, I talked about the getting buck naked and what they did to poor Omar on a beach in
the road. I get how you got there now.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you said Omar getting naked, I was like, when does Omar get naked in The Wire? What season is that in?
He's snuggling
with
his boyfriend guy.
Or like when he's like walking down the street in the morning and they're just throwing money at him.
Yeah.
Great show. Rob, go watch The Wire. Like, if you even got to Omar in The Wire yet.
I don't know anybody's name.
You don't know anybody's name on that? I mean, Omar, you wouldn't know. But now I'm trying to, like, with the villain, the season one villain, Avon Barksdale.
There you go.
Yeah. See, it's all upstairs for some reason. I mean, it's a great show. But yeah, I mean, maybe next we'll watch Tokyo Drift and we'll just start going in order. I mean, who's the
chronological order?
Yeah. I mean, we're already out of it because we're not going to watch two. But I don't think anyone considers two good slash fun. Like, you could be like, oh, these aren't good movies.
Yes.
You can't say they're not fun and they're not enjoyable to look at.
I mean, if you have no interest in cars or explosions, I think people would say they're not fun.
Who doesn't love explosions?
I'm sure there's someone out there that's like, I could do without any in movies.
They put the Wile E. Coyote tripwire out and it catches the car and that tank comes out. Yeah. It crushes that truck driver.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that poor bastard. He gone.
Yeah, he's not happy. Yeah.
But also, anyone on the highway that truck just, or the tank runs it over.
Yeah, they're done too. Collateral damage in these movies is never a concern.
You see a couple people like jump out of the way like, whoa, I'm okay. Yeah. Like G.I. Joe style. G.I. Joe
parachutes. Yeah.
Yeah. This movie is fantastic. All right. I think we touched everywhere.
Oh.
I mean, at the end of this movie, we do get back. we touched everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You got.
Why do you phrase it like that?
Yeah, I know.
Like what? We got our sticky fingers everywhere.
Yeah.
But we're back at the same house. Did he still own the house? Or did he like have to come and buy it from somebody?
I'm assuming he still owned it, but he gives it to Brian.
But he's a fugitive. Wouldn't that be like confiscated by the government?
But they got pardoned, right? That was part of the deal with Hobbs.
At that time. But I'm saying they've been gone for years.
Yeah, but maybe it's just been impounded and they haven't auctioned it or what. I don't know. You know, they're hoping.
Isn't there like a housing crisis in LA?
Yeah, probably. But their private company comes back to it and catches.
I'm just saying, you could have fixed a lot of the housing crisis by letting people live in Dom's house.
Yeah, the garage.
It's a nice garage. You could build cars there.
I don't remember it, but it feels like home.
You get the nice barbecue at the end. You get the call back to whoever eats first has to say grace.
Yep.
It's great. And baby's back like, home.
Corona. Dear God, we make a lot of shit decisions, but that's what makes us us. Like,
thank God for fast cars. And then the Ludacris song hits, and he's like, I want to do drugs till I die. And you're like, Ludacris, I get that shit, man.
Interesting messaging, like, in this movie, when you really break down even thank small
you for
family, bits.
You know, Bob, you know, we're not always good, but we try. But thank you for fast cars, and we're going to do drugs and drink until we die.
Right.
Credits roll. Statham shows up, murders Han.
So we think.
Yeah. But, you know, Mr. Nobody pulls some, like, Fast and Furious loves the car explodes and the guy gets pulled out of the way.
Did we meet Mr. Nobody at
not this in point? This movie. Next movie.
Next movie, right? Up. I was going to say, like, yeah.
Because now we're officially special agents. Forces. Yeah,
they're all pardoned.
It's next level. Now, it's next level.
Yeah, because now they're total good guys. They're no longer criminals on the run. That angle has been buried finally.
Pardons, baby.
But wait.
There's more. What?
No. In Tokyo Drift, since that was the third one, I'm assuming he is still criminal in that one. So, no, he's not. Someone seen three? I don't know. I'm talking out my ass.
He's I haven't seen three.
We should. So, he's somehow clear to that one. They knew he was going to be
like
cleared.
Hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't think.
Doing drifting.
I know Tokyo Drift is 6.5, but obviously they made it in part three.
But I don't think Han
was he a criminal.
No, because he's at the barbecue.
I understand, but in Tokyo Drift, is he a criminal in Tokyo Drift, or is he just a street racer?
He's probably still breaking the law, being a street racer.
Like
but they're not after him for Rio or anything anymore. Like that.
Well, clearly, because that wasn't even thought of at this point. But I just wanted to make sure. Did he reference any? I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it and then make my own decisions about whether the continuity is off.
Oh, I'm sure it's fucked.
Well, I'm
sure they made that movie a decade before.
It's going to look really weird when they're using like flip phones and other things in it, right? Like,
they'll be like, why does Han look so young?
Yeah, like that Tokyo water is not hard like it was in LA or where it was. His skin looks amazing, right? Like,
I would love it if people just started watching and were like, I'm moving to Tokyo. You age backwards.
Right. Yeah.
But also, you know, Giselle died in this movie and it's very sad. No, you watch her fall into the abyss. Ryan, you don't know that. Only because you watched part 10 before you watched part 6.
I'm just going to assume anybody that dies will come back at some point. You know.
I mean, that is what this is telling you. That's why I'm telling you the little nerdy guy is somehow going to be alive in part 11.
No, I think you can only Lazarus pit somebody if it's after part 4, Fast and Furious.
I don't know.
I think if it has the Tokyo Drift actually
passed. As long as that actor is not actually passed, he will be back in this
film. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if they brought him back, or bringing people back from the dead is fun. It happens all the time. It's fun. You know what? They could bring that guy's evil twin back. You'll be like, oh shit, he had a twin. I didn't know that. And it doesn't matter.
It's like a mirror universe episode of Fast and the Furious.
Oh, is there another Dom? But this Dom is evil.
He said twin that he didn't know about. He didn't know.
There's another Dom. It's the family against Dom because Dom turns. It's going to be good.
Oh, right. There's some twist. Yes.
Of course. You got to keep. Ryan, we're at another level. But speaking of being on another level, let's go to a quick break and we'll come back with a game right after this. We're going to drink till we die.
You know what they say where we're from? Show me how you drive, I'll show you who you are.
We're back from that break. You guys know what time it is. It's Pop Quiz Hot Shot.
Yeah, I heard you, Hot Shot.
What?
I said Hot Shot.
We're joined by our producer, Ian.
Game on, good guys. Before we get to the quiz, I did want to mention one other little tidbit that I heard from the probably second biggest fan of the Fast franchise. That's part of the CoSG family. My son. We're watching the movie, and in one of the scenes, I forget exactly what Dom is saying, but he's saying something. He's rumbling something about family.
It honestly doesn't matter.
And my kid goes, man, the way he's talking, it's like he's barely even moving his mouth. Yeah. And then he goes, that's so cool.
So, man,
he's in, man.
He gets it. He's in these movies
for the long haul. Pedal to the metal. He's in.
Then they didn't then talk to you the rest of the night, barely moving his lips. Like,
just talking about family.
He didn't try.
Going to the next level on things.
Yeah, he really did enjoy it. But in any case, okay, today we are playing a special variant of a game that I'm calling The Family All In. I'm going to give you an abstract version of a movie title in the form of the title of The Fast and the Furious. Okay. And then you're going to tell me what the actual movie I'm referring to is. Pretty simple. Okay. Team game. I think you guys will get it. Of course, there's a bit of a meta at play. You'll figure it out. So let's hit that game show music. And up first, The Young and the Mysterious.
And did anyone else go to The Young and the Restless?
Of course they did, but that's not what we're looking for, right?
I just tell you where my brain go. X-Men. It's more young.
Why young? Because of the young X-Men?
No, it's a school for the gifted.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay, I got you. Mysterious. Mystery Men. No, not Mystery Men.
don't get on another Mystery Men. I mean, hey, now you're an all-star.
Right. The Mysterious has got me interested. I'm trying to think
of that. This one might be a little too abstract.
I was just thinking of Mysterio.
Well, you know what? We'll come back around to it. I think maybe once you get a hold of the meta, we can come back around. Okay. All right, so next up.
You have so much faith in
us. The Mutated and the Dangerous.
The X-Men.
Well, again, it's like X-Men. Right.
That is the X-Men. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got.
To me, my X-Men.
There you go.
I can't wait until the next one I say, the X-Men.
All right. So you've got that one.
So if the meta was men, Mystery Men would have worked right for the other.
Oh, maybe this isn't going to help then.
Yeah. Right, well, no, the young and the mysterious. So different stroke.
Yeah, we'll still come back to it. Next up, The Magical and the Mischievous.
Harry Potter.
Did you say Tickle and the Mischievous?
Magical.
Oh, okay.
You are correct. It is Harry Potter.
Mischief managed.
Could be any of them, but it is Harry
Potter. I mean, Tickle works for Harry Potter as well, I guess. If you want to be weird about it.
Okay. Next up, The Digital and the Numerous.
The Matrix.
Dodge this.
They're not really.
It is The Matrix. You got
it. Okay. Like technically, it's a computer program. Agent Smith, Multiply, or Neo, Multiply, whichever side you want to be on.
Yeah, you got it.
What is the meta here? These are just all movies from the early 2000s. Is that what the meta is?
Shit, I've watched.
Yeah. Meta. All right. Keep going. We'll get. Eventually.
All right. Next up, The Mutated and the Reptilius.
Godzilla.
Well, that's pretty good. I was thinking. That's pretty good. I was thinking like Cobra La from the G.I. Joe movie. Because aren't they mutated reptiles?
V.
Species.
Species. Yeah, species is good. Not species.
All right.
Damn, I feel like I should know this.
The movie is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He's fine, turtle.
Oh, no, that's good. That makes sense. That makes sense. Right.
So now we've got the X-Men, we've got Ninja Turtles, the Harry Potter gang, the Matrix team. Do you have the meta?
No.
It's somebody being dragged into a new world.
It's all about family.
Oh, okay.
It's all found family.
Like, these all seem like fish out of water stories. Like April O'Neil gets dragged into the Ninja Turtles. Harry Potter gets dragged into the Wizarding World.
These are all found families, right? So you've gotten those so far. So if we circle back, we'll see if you get this one. The Young and the Mysterious.
Yeah. Got nothing for The Young and the Mysterious.
Yeah, well, now it's got to be some kind of group family.
Scooby-Doo.
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids.
It is Scooby-Doo. Nice work.
Ah.
The Mystery Machine. Solving mysteries, The Young and the Mysterious. There you go. All right. This one, I don't know if you're going to get. I hope you do. The Shiny and the Rebellious.
Firefly?
I'm a leaf on the wind.
It is totally Firefly. Say, The crew of the Firefly and or Serenity. I'll take either. All right. Let's see if you'll get this one. The Living and the Ravenous.
He ate me. Are you licking me? What's the line?
He was licking me.
He was licking me.
Such a good movie, but it's not that. It's like The Walking Dead or...
They're fucking with the wrong people.
It's The Walking Dead. Yeah. More found family. You got it. And in closing, The Invincible and the Ridiculous.
Fast and the Furious.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Of course, the family of Fast and the Furious. All right, excellent work, good guys. I hope to see you back for another fast-styled quiz when we inevitably take on Tokyo Drift.
Fast 7, Fast 8, Fast 9. We got to get there eventually. We're in the saga.
To be like, did we do 6? And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it now. We're doing it right now.
All right, guys. Well, good game. Excellent work. And a winner's you.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, it's Co is G, Co is B. Just, you know, click that Nas button because we're going to fly right through it because we don't even really need to talk about it. This is Fast 6. See, I'm trying to talk too fast. I've got Nas in the mouth. You know how it happens. It happens to everybody once in a while. I love the Fast movies. I love the more ridiculous they get, the more I like them. The highway scene alone makes this a great movie. And there's 100 minutes of other great stuff happening. This movie is so easy. It's fun. It's 2 hours of just fun. Co is G. Rob, what did you think about Fast and the Furious 6?
I have to agree, it was very ridiculous, but it was a lot of fun. It was entertaining to watch. And from what you've told me, I mean, it's going to get even more ridiculous as we go down the road. But
yeah, reality does not exist.
It is a ridiculous movie, but I did not mind it at all. Like when some of the craziness happened, like we were talking about with the tank and the jump and the leap. It didn't upset me. I was just like, wow, that is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. it was
you fun. Didn't try and high five anybody?
No, no. Just now. Nothing like that. But no, it's a good time. Co's G.
Ryan. See, that's what's great about Ryan Sky.
He'll be back.
He'll be back. But I'm just going to talk through it.
I forgot to mention during the breakdown. At the end of that, was that rock line at the end ad-libbed? Where
he talks about Roman's forehead and Ludacris actually spits 100% ad-lib. That's what you can hear Roman at the end. He's like, "What's even that funny, man? Why are you spitting your beer?" Because they just weren't expecting The Rock to say, you know. But The Rock is quick on his feet. Mm-hmm. Always has been. Always will be.
You back, Brian?
Oh, I saw him move. Have to cut
some he's moving.
He can't hear you. All right, throw one hand. You're
there, slow. Right?
We're here.
Okay. Because I heard Rock is quick on his feet and then it went dead silent, but it looked like it was working, but no one was talking. So I'm assuming back. You said something after that point.
We did.
Probably asking me. I heard Rob give it to a G. He sounded like some robot voice to me at some point giving it, but I can fill in the blanks. You know, he thought it was fun. Liked it, G. I get it. And I don't know what you want me to tell you about these Fast movies. They're definitely built for an audience like you that love. They drive me a little batty, but I don't know what. You're not watching these if you don't like them. You're not starting at Fast 6, so what am I going to tell you? It's a bad movie.
But you could. Like, you could.
I could. I'm definitely going to. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you your G just because I don't even know what to tell you, and I know it'll make you so happy, but these movies are just ridiculous. The definition of popcorn movies, just nothing matters. It's just go fast. So I'll give it to you. Co is G. It's a Fast and the Furious movie. It's almost like its own category. It doesn't even exist when you try to criticize it. It's just, they just would own it, right? Like, so it doesn't matter. Co is G. Take it.
I mean, yeah, that's true. We do have to run before Ryan.
Wait a minute. I thought about it.
Of course, Fast and the Furious Part 6.
I'm just the fastest. Skype is messing up too bad.
We're at a new level. We're at a new level. Of course, Fast and Furious 6 is. Come on. It's still good. Let's hit the knots on that. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Roll credits. I think I've given other ones good, by the way. I think I gave 10 a good for you.
I think
you've
given them
and
all
5.
Because you know
except
what?
Except for 1.
You know why?
Except for 1.
Yes, because you don't like Point Break's plot for some reason.
I don't. Anyways, roll the credits.
Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made 6 times. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Fast 6. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are Coast G Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing.
You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, be a good person and leave us a physics-defying 6-star review. You should do that. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. When they're here with us, the family. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys. This is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the Code G, they called me Mr. Glass.
Boat.
We're gonna drink till we die.